This is JIS News. Coming up, Customs says clearance of goods significantly improved with CAF. Education Minister clarifies position on granting study leave to teachers. And Bellevue Hospital welcomes $23.5 million upgrading project. The details after the break.
Call and report on collected garbage. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese says the clearance of goods has been significantly improved since implementation of the Customs Administration Fee CAF on April 1. Responding to questions on the issue at the weekly Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday, Major Reese said while there are challenges to be ironed out, plans are in place to ensure smooth operations.
We still have challenges with enclosures, which is one aspect of shipments, and that relates to part shipments. That we expect to be rectified shortly, but we have administrative systems in place to address that.
Major Reese says since the CAF took effect, discussions have been held with a number of stakeholders. In February, Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips announced the application of a Customs Administration fee on all imports, except for charitable organizations and the bauxite sector. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has sought to clarify the ministry's position on granting study leave to teachers. Speaking at a post-sectoral debate press briefing on Thursday, Reverend Thwaites said the ministry will become more rigid in granting approval for study leave.
Study leave, first of all, must be in an area that is related to what you teach. Secondly, we're asking teachers to follow more than 30% of all those in tertiary education in Jamaica who do not take residential courses, but rather study by distance learning and by other virtual and diffuse means.
He adds that ministry records indicate that more than 1,000 teachers have in the past used study leave to pursue subjects other than the subject areas they teach. The ministry has taken this stance, Mr. Thwaites says, as it is no longer in a position to continue paying teachers on study leave while at the same time assisting with their tuition costs and paying substitute teachers. This is in keeping with the government's commitment to fiscal prudence. A bill making provisions for harmonizing the treatment of charitable organizations for taxation purposes has been approved by the House of Representatives. The Charitable Organization Act 2013 was piloted by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. Dr. Phillips explained that the legislation seeks to provide standard definitions for the terms approved charitable organization and charitable purposes for use across tax types under various legislation.
The proposed amendments in this act will eliminate the need for the exercise of ministerial power to grant waivers of certain taxes to entities considered to be dedicated to charitable purposes. Once the organization is approved as a charity, in keeping with the harmonized regime, consistent treatment across the tax types will be provided for in the statutes.
The bill harmonizes the tax treatment of charitable organizations by amending the following legislations: the Customs, General Consumption, Income Tax and Property Tax Acts, as well as the Stamp Duty and Transfer Tax Acts. The Charitable Organization Act 2013 is a structural benchmark within the Extended Fund Facility Program between Jamaica and the International Monetary Fund. And patients and staff at the Bellevue Hospital in Kingston have welcomed the $23.5 million upgrading and refurbishing of the facility's kitchen and dental health unit. The kitchen, closed in January to undergo repair works, has been renamed the Department of Dietetics and Nutrition and now boasts state-of-the-art amenities.
I stand proud of the excellent work that has been done and the vast improvement in the state of the kitchen and general dietetic area. And an expenditure of over $22 million, Bellevue Hospital now boasts a state-of-the-art facility with a highly motivated team that is ready to provide an excellent standard of service to our patients.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.